it's interesting, we find that someone that says Aziyashir v'simcha, there's tremendous schoolos. It's brought down a person who says Aziyashir v'simcha is zeichet to say it lasid lavai, zeichet to tchias amesim. And Ral says that someone that says Aziyashir v'simcha is the gemar, that is the gemar v'tachlis ha'adam. That's the highest level. That's the Shleimus Ha'adam. What's the pshat? Why is Aziyashir so chashuv? You also find in Davening that we say, U'malchusoy b'rotzoy n'kibu aleihem Moshev n'Yisrael l'chonu shira b'simcha rabba. That Klal Yisrael were mekabo Malchus Shemayim. You think of Kabbalat Malchus Shemayim by Maimon Har Sinai. But in Tefillah we say it a few times, that there was a Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim by Aziyashir, by the Shira. There's also interesting Medrash, which needs Hesber. The Medrash says that from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we don't find that anyone said Shira L'Hashem, except for Klal Yisrael, by the Yam. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Avram in the Kishon Eish, Lo Yamar Shira, he didn't say Shira. Yitzchak was saved, Lomar Shira, on and on. They didn't say Shira till Klal Yisrael, till the Kriyas Yamsuf. What's the pshat in this? Of course there was Hakar Satoif. No question that they were Makar Toif. What is it, what was unique about this Shira? And the most famous question is what did they see more by Kriyas Yamsuf than the Makas in Mitzrayim? Why'd they wait? Why didn't they say Shira in Mitzrayim? They got out. They're free. The Shem Shmuel, the Beis HaLevi, others say there was something very unique here. There was something very chashuv about the Shira. When Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim. He did Nisim and he punished the Rishayim, and he brought tremendous Kvod Shemayim. He showed Ani Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz, Ein Kavoich, Ein Kamoini, tremendous emunah he showed to the world. Klal Yisrael happened to be there. They happened to be the ones that were being persecuted. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to save them. So he brought about a tremendous Kvod Shemayim in Mitzrayim. But here, the Klal Yisrael's out. They're free. They left the Mitzrayim already. They're done. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu still needs to punish the Mitzrayim, or he still needs to bring about Emunah and Yanim, he needs to show the world his godless, his greatness and his kayachis, so leave us out of it. We're free. Do it in Mitzrayim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to come and take and harden Paro's heart in the Mitzrayim, come chase them again, put them into a whole other situation, whole other tzara where they're surrounded, and bring this tremendous nase, tremendous punishment to the tremendous mishpat, show the kavod of Paro, show the kavod through Paro. What do you need that for? So Klal Yisrael realized with this maisa, with Kriyas Yamsuf, that Klal Yisrael is being used. That Klal Yisrael is a tool in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring about Kvod Shemayim, to honor Him. That Kvod Shemayim can only come about through Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have brought Kvod Shemayim in Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael was free, it was over. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings and demonstrates his kayachis and his neflois and all the inyanei emunah only through Klal Yisrael. So that was the Shira, when Klal Yisrael recognized that they have a tremendous role, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using them as kelim to mekadesh shem shemayim, so that they sang a tremendous Shira, they had a tremendous simcha. That we're avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have a tachlis here. This is why it's the gemar v'tachlis ha'adam. It's the highest madrega, the shleimus ha'adam. The highest level a Jew could reach is be mekabel, the role of be mekabel shem shemayim b'simcha. Be mekabel that role that we are used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mekadesh His name in the world. It's interesting that by the Kriyas Yamsuf we say, in Tfilas regarding Kriyas Yamsuf, say three times Bonim. Hamavir Bonov in Gizre Yamsuf Bonov. Ro Bonov Zurasai Shivchu Vahid Lishmai. Machuscha Ro Vanecha. Bonim. Why regarding the Kriyas Yamsuf did we become Bonim? children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw that Rav Simcha Wasserman says, what's the relationship of Bonim? When Klal Yisrael is referred to children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Bonim, sons of the Karadavua, are the extension of the father. The idea of children are that it continues. It's a continuation of the dynasty of whoever the father was. It's bamshich. It pulls down. It's a continuation of the father's mahalach. It says bonim lamokim, that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that we are mamshich his malchus. We bring it down. We bring down the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. We're the continuation. It's a hemshech from the Shemayim to the Aretz. That's Klal Yisrael. And that's happened by Kriyas Yam Suf. So this is why it's the Gemar V'Tachos HaAdam. This is why it's referred to as Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Malchusai, Malchus Charov V'Necha. Malchusai V'Ratzen Kiblu Aleim. Klal Yisrael is Mekabal Malchus Shemayim, because this is the ultimate Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Singing a Shira and accepting this mission, this role, that we are mekabel to be used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mekadish his name in the world. That's Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. It's interesting, the Medrash says, Nochim Kisachar Meyoz. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod was prepared, was set from Oz. And the Medrash says, Me'oilam Loinis Yashiv Kisachar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei was not set, the Kisei HaKavod was not established, and your name was not known in the world, Ad She'amru B'necha Shira, till they said Oz. Nochayim Kisacha Me'oz. Unbelievable. It wasn't the Kriyas Yam Suf. It wasn't the Nes, the tremendous Koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed, the tremendous Mishpat. It was when Klal Yisrael accepted it, when Klal Yisrael took it on, that we will do it, we will be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Says that's when is Nochin Kisach Miyaz. It needs Klal Yisrael. It's interesting that this Shira is not a Shira just for a time of Geula. I found a tremendous Kina that we say on Tisha B'Av. The Kina is Kina Tes Zayin. And it's going on the story of after the Churban, by the Churban by Sheni, Titus gathered. It's talking about the different wickedness of Titus HaRasha. And he took, in this one Tina, it speaks about how he took 400 of the most handsome, most beautiful boys and girls of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim, of the Yidden, and he packed them onto three boats. And he sent them to Rome for immoral purposes. And these Jewish boys and girls were on these three boats headed to Rome, and they realized what they were taken for. And the Kina says like this. What happened was that they decided they're going to be Meiser Nefesh. They're going to throw themselves into the Yam rather than being over these Averis. So the girls, they weren't sure. Should do suicide? Are we going to lose our Chelek in Olam Haba if we throw ourselves into the Yam? If we don't get buried properly, what's going to happen? And Abbas Kol went out and said, Omar Hashem Yiboshon Oshiv Oshiv Mitzulas Yam. I will return you from the depths of the nation. I'll bring you back alive. Chiyas Amesim. But the pasuk over there, the Kina says like this, unbelievable lashon. Shotfu Atzmam Yachad Linpol Bayom. They together, combined together, they made up their minds, they're going to fall into the Yam, they're going to throw themselves into the Yam. Shirois V'Sishbachois Shoreru Ka'al Yom. They sang Shirois V'Sishbachois, like Klal Yisrael saying the Shira by Yam Suf. They sang that Shira. It's unbelievable. Shira, the Oz Yashir, what Shaykhis? What Shaykhus and Yashir have to do with them drowning in the Yam? The answer is that they're also being mekabel this role. We are being used, we are kelim, to be mekadosh Shem Shemayim. That means that we give up our lives for it. That means it's worthwhile to give up our lives, because that's a Yid's life, is to be mekadosh Shem Shemayim. They sing that Shira, they're mekabel that role. And therefore there is Zeichet to be Oshiv Mimitsulis Yam, to be Zeichet to Tzchias HaMesim. I read once an article that was an eyewitness account of what someone saw with his own eyes in the Holocaust. Unbelievable, Maisa. He says he saw a group of Hasidim, Ger Hasidim, who were being led to their deaths. It was clear. They took them to a pit, they stood them in front of the pit, they got their guns ready, and the Ger Chassid knew exactly what was happening. And one Chassid says, can I say a few words before you shoot. So, sure, go ahead. And he turns to his Chassidim and he says, we're about to be Mekayim the mitzvah gedoyla v'nikdashti of Yimekadish Shein Shemayim b'Moseh Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. Says, this is the greatest mitzvah, let's take it b'simcha, let's go b'simcha. And he grabbed their hands and they start dancing around right in front of the pit, right in front of the Nazis. They pulled their pace down over their eyes, totally oblivious of what was going on. They start dancing around. And this person who writes this article and who saw it, he couldn't believe it. And he says that he saw how they danced to their deaths. They were mowed down by the machine guns as they were dancing to the simcha of Mait Mesiris Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. But that was their shira. That is the shira of Az Yashir, of Bimakabal. They didn't have a choice. They weren't given a choice. But their makabal is a tremendous simcha, the ultimate shira. This is the essence of a Jew. This is the essence of a Yid. This is who we are. And this is the tachlis of galus, of all tzaris, Yeshuas and tzaris. Tachlis of galus is that we are kelim, we are being used by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mekadi shem shamayim, with a choice or without a choice, through persecution, or through gulus, or through dying al kiddush Hashem, or through living al kiddush Hashem. It's that simple. That's the two mahalchim. I saw the Gemara Pesachim says that there's a tremendous tefillah that was used many, many times during the Tzara. It says over here, it says in the Gemara, Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, that when Klal Yisrael were Omdu Al Hayom, and they were stuck in this spot, they said, Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu. The capital in Tehillim, Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu, Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kavay. Loilonu Hashem. Don't do it for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loilonu. Don't bring the Yeshua for us, Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kavay. For your name, give kavod. Save us for your sake, for kavod shemayim, to bring honor to your name. And the Gemara goes on to say, Yeshua and Klal Yisrael, when the Malchi Knan were Omdu Aleihem, Devorah and Barak, when they were being tested by Sisera, when they were at war with Sisera, Chizkiyahu, when Sancheiriv was attacking him, Hanano Mishav Azariah, Mishav Shammah Nebuchadnezzar, Mordechai Esther, when Haman came, they all said, Leilonu Hashem, Leilonu, that was the tefillah. Don't save us for our sake, save us for Kvayt Shemayim. That's why we're here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered by each one, Lemani, Lemani Yeseh. For my sake, that's why I will do it. And that's why you save them. And the Nevi'im were misaking, I'll call Tzara V'Tzara, to say, Leilonu Hashem, Leilonu. That don't do for us, because that means that you be Mekabel. You Mekabel this role of Yimekad Hashem Shemayim. How do we go about being marbe kfeit shemayim? We could take a look at the shira at Klal Yisrael. Then Klal Yisrael had a tremendous simcha over here that they got to be the nation that was chosen to be the mekadshei shemayim. So what they do? They said they wanted to make sure that they commit themselves to such a thing. So they said zekeli van veyu. There's four pshatim brought down in Zekei de Vanveyu. You have Vanveyu, Rashi brings down as Asaper Noi Yushvacha Lebayoylam. I'm gonna say over the praise. I'm gonna praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lebayoylam. I'm gonna speak about the praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Praise Him, speak. Rav Gedalia Shor says that's the Koyach HaDibur. They were committed their Koyach HaDibur. They were gonna use our mouths for Kfayt Shemayim, to bring honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second one is the snail of fun of the mitzvahs. That I'm going to beautify the mitzvahs. I'm going to make a talus noah, tzitzis noah, lulav noah. I'm going to give chashivas, value to the mitzvahs. And that brings kovet shemayim, zekeid vanveyu. Third one is vanveyu, which is that's maisa. The koyach hadibur was first, koyach maisa, with their actions, with their mitzvahs, they're going to give it value. And the third is vanveyu, is anivahu. Anveyu comes from the words anivahu. Anibahu means me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means to be the last of the drachas. That I'm going to imitate the drachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last of the drachas. And that's how I'm going to bring Kvayt Shemayim to the world. Anibahu. By imitating the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how I'm going to bring down the tremendous honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fourth one is Avdiz Lei Mikdash, the Targum says. Targum says, Aveu means we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Orei Shalaylam. The Beis HaMikdash, we all know, is a tremendous Kavod. It's the light for the whole world. So for us, the Kayach HaDibor, the way we talk is a tremendous way that we could be Mekadish Shem Shemayim or Fakert. We could speak in a refined way, we could speak with Derech Eretz, and it could bring about a tremendous Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I want to bring up that it bothers me very, very much. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I wasn't very good at the language, Ivrit. And I would break my teeth over Hebrew, and I thought I was decent, but I was very careful to try to get the Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva, in the right time. And some Israelis would tease me and repeat and imitate the American hairyish way of saying Nahag or whatever it was, and it bothered me. It's rude. Don't imitate it. It hurt my self-confidence, and I didn't try it. I wouldn't even try Ivrit anymore. I would just speak English. You like it? You want my money? You speak to me in English. Otherwise, forget it. Don't bother. Imitating. To stand on the line and listen to the imitations of the people working in the kitchen is rude. It gives me a horrible feeling, and it's even though it's in a joking manner, but it's not using the dibur in the proper way. I feel it's a chil. I feel it's a tremendous chil Hashem. The kayach hamaisa, the way we dress, we should be proud of the way we dress. The talus, the tzitzis, to look like a ben Torah brings a kavod, brings honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're proud of the mitzvahs that we have. The vaveyu danivahu, to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas. I want to bring out one midah that maybe that's a very important. The Orcha Tzadikim says like this, a very powerful lashon Orcha Tzadikim. He says, "Ato nowadays shirichu agolus. The agolus is so long. Bavenesenu arabim. Yoyser midai yesh li Yisrael lechois b'chois mil shal kodesh baruch hu shu emes. We should go out of our way. Yoyser midai." To grab onto the chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Emes, the midah of Emes. He says, V'loy l'shaker, loy l'Yisrael, v'loy l'goy. Don't be m'shaker, don't lie to a yid, don't lie to a goy, loy l'ato isam, don't fool them, v'shum inyan, in any way. Shenemar sheris Yisrael l'yas avlo. The remainders of Klal Yisrael, the ones that are going to be zeichet to the gula, are the ones that are loydaber chodov, that speak the truth, that reflect the midah of Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlo zakta orcha tzadikim, this is what will bring the end to the galus. Shlo higla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael lebeinu umais, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael amongst the umais ha'olam in galus for one reason, kidei sheyitoisvu aleihem geirim, that the goyim should see and be maimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu through us, that they should join geirim, they should join Zayin Mitzvahs. Be maimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will bring the gula. The chol's man she misnagim imon beloy mirmo, and as long as they, as Klal Yisrael treats them without trickery and without lies and without dishonesty, yidbaku behem, they will attach themselves to Klal Yisrael. They'll run after Klal Yisrael. Emes, they makshiv emes. That will take us out of the galus. I just read an unbelievable story yesterday. Tremendous story. There was a town in Eretz Yisrael a few years ago, Chadera. In this town, they opened up a new mall. And the mall had a bowling alley, and the mall was open on Shabbos. So it made a big rash. Right? The Charedim were up in arms. A chutzpah, it's tremendous soul. in Eretz Yisrael, that it's open on Shabbos. So they made mechaz, they sent letters, they put pressure, all kinds of connections, they tried, nothing. The mall remained open. They made hafganas, protests, nothing worked. A few months later, a second grade class in a school in the Chadera. It was a school that was run by Pilim, Lev Lachem. So it was a more modern school. And they went to this bowling alley for a birthday party. So the kids come in, and they bowl a few rounds, and they have their birthday party, and then they bench out loud, and they wrap it up, and they leave, they go back to school. A few days later, the principal gets a call from a lady. The lady says, "I was by the bowling alley, and I saw your group, your school, the kids, and I was very impressed, it was beautiful. They act with tremendous derech eretz, and they benched so beautifully. It brought tears to my eyes." So he says, "Thank you for calling. That's unbelievable. It's very nice. I'll tell them." A few months later, the same lady comes back, and she comes back with her child. She wants to enroll her child into the school. Who was this lady? This lady was the owner of the bowling alley. A couple months later, after a kid is enrolled in the school, the bowling alley is closed on Shabbos. The bowling alley is closed on Shabbos. They kashered the kitchen in the bowling alley. That was it. What Haskonas couldn't do, what letters couldn't do, what connections couldn't do, two second grade school kids, by being valachta bedrochov, by acting with derech eretz, were able to tuvayis. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's vanveyu. That's a demonstration of Zeh Keili Vanveyu. Now, I'm being a little critical, but Lamaisa, today, because I was going to give this shmuz, so I went over to the English teacher. The English teacher that in the past has not been very happy. And I asked him, "How are things going?" So he says, "Much better. Much better. Even so-and-so. Even so-and-so." It was unbelievable to hear. It was great news. It was great news. Another bacher told me that he was out shopping, and it was on his mind. So after he's finished shopping, with his shopping cart, he takes his shopping cart, and he brings it back and pushes it into the other shopping carts. And then someone's watching. Friend says, "Thank you so much. There's not too many people that do that. I appreciate that. Little things make a huge difference. You'd be surprised. But we have to take it to the next level. Indoors, the people that we know, our teachers, we have to be va'avni le mikdosha. Zekim aveyu is build a mikdosh. Build a mikdosh ma'at. That will be a oirei shel olam. We could do it. We could do it. The yeshiva could be a tremendous teferes. A tremendous teferes. A glorification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be the eye of the storm. It could be a calm place where people walk in and there's a ruach and there's kedusha. There's a pasuk in Tehillim which says like this. The pasuk says, "Beretzach ve'atzmoisai chefuni tzeiroi ba'omrom elai kol ayoyim ayei elokecha." Murder to my bones. Chefuni tzeiroi, my enemies are mevazim me. And they say to me all day long, they say, "Ayei elokecha, where is your HaKadosh Baruch Hu?" David HaMelech. The Radak says, David HaMelech is saying, When the people around say, "Where is your God? Where is He? Look at Klal Yisrael. They're poor. We don't see any power. We don't see any. They're not at the top." And they say, "Ayei Elokecha. Where's your Eibishter?" Zok David HaMelech, "Et kilu hein doikrim oisi b'cherev." They're like thrusting a dagger into my heart. It hurts me to the point. It's painful. It feels like they're ripping me apart. The roitzchim I see, that's murder. They're murdering me. I can't handle it. And they say, "Ayei Elokecha." When we hear our teachers say things like, how do these religious kids behave worse than the public school kids? I've never had such a horrible, I've never seen. These kind of words should be a dagger to our hearts, should cause us tremendous pain. But what bothers me is that it's not the teacher saying Ayei Elokecha. It's not the teacher saying Ayei Elokecha. Who's thrusting, who's piercing us with the sword? Who's hitting us with the dagger? We are. Who's screaming Ayei Elokecha? He says our actions are announcing Ayei Elokecha. They look at us and they look at the way we ask and they say, Ayei Elokecha, where's the Tel Malakim? Where's the spirituality? Where's the Ruchnius? Where's the Kedusha? That's where the Ayei Elokecha is coming from. And that should cause us a lot of pain. We have to turn it around that our actions pronounce and proclaim to the world, Zekeli Vanveyu. Zekeli. This is it. Vanveyu. Ani Vahu. I am a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what our actions, that's what they should see. Zekeli Vanveyu. Rabbi said, we're very lucky. We're very lucky that we're in such a galus. There's been times in galusin that the way Klal Yisrael were a kelim to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim was through persecution. The way that they were Mekadosh Shem Shemayim was Meister Nefesh, Mysterious Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. We have tremendous opportunity. We could choose. We could choose to live a life Al Kiddush Hashem. We could make that choice. We're given that choice. If we create that sensitivity and we fight the battle and we try to end it and we try to encourage others to stop and fight it. Don't let them stab us and cause that kind of pain. Then we could say the same tefillah, Loilonu Hashem Loilonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We care about Tvoi Shemayim. It's important to us. Loilonu Hashem Loilonu. Don't bring the gula for our sake. We don't have this chosim. Loilonu Hashem Loilonu. Ki l'shim chatei kavayit. Bring the gula because l'shim chatei kavayit for your sake. We care about it. We want it. We're trying. We're putting our efforts into. And in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer back, Lamani, Lamani, Esef. For my sake, I will bring the gula.